I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Indonesian believers are seeing a new form of persecution. World Mission's Greg Kelly.
Influential leaders are literally training young men to target Christian girls to impregnate them. And that's a way that they target them to try and sort of diffuse the spread of Christianity, because the family of the Christian girl is so ashamed that it's almost they're forced into marrying that daughter into a Muslim family. And the Muslim who are being trained to do this, they understand that. That's why they're doing it.
Many girls remain believers and try to share their faith secretly with their children. Partner with World Mission at missionnews.org to arm these young women with hope. And June is just around the corner, which means Slavic Gospel Association's summer camp ministry will soon be in full swing. Each summer, SGA helps Russian churches hold camps for local young people. At these camps, kids get a chance to escape daily life, have fun, and most importantly, learn about the hope of Jesus. SGA's Eric Mock.
We're seeing kids grow up in environments that are surrounded by drug use or alcoholism, or just a sense of godlessness, which leads to hopelessness. And so these kids are looking for answers growing up, really seeking to find out if there's more to life than they have been experiencing.
As we enter the prime months for summer camps, would you help support this work? Ask God to provide the resources to reach these kids with the gospel and give to SGA Summer Camps Ministry at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. And this month, Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers the heart of grandparenting by Dr. Ken Canfield. With it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound impact on millions. Click the banner at missionnews.org for more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.